It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, before we get to you, Fat, we've got two magnificent contestants ready to roll.
We do.
But we've also got some people who missed out, but we're close.
Oh.
Like Benny Fraser. He said, I'd love to do the quiz, but I'm too busy taking the bins out.
Well, it is September.
We got Robbie Green. Bill's quiz is like Carlton. Always promises a lot, but never delivers. Luke Wilson, I can't do it because I'm struggling over here with our lockdown in WA. Bugger off, Luke, if you're trying to get smug about not being in lockdown. Stewie McKenzie, can't wait for old September Bins Brownless to slaughter another quiz. Hashtag so bad it's good. Ash Hetherington, live in Canberra. Which, even if it's not in lockdown, is still a bigger shithole than Melbourne. Jackson Phillips. Just like Jim, I'm a legend of South Australia.
Oh.
Also, I can speak English good, he reckons. Loki's one of our favourites. He's been attached to the show for years.
Yeah.
Fat, the quiz reminds me of your 97 season.
Oh, yeah.
Telling everyone that you should have finished up long ago. Hashtag don't you laugh, mumps. Little drive-by for you there, mumps.
That's you, Reb.
Shane Rogers, Sandy Roberts.
Oh, Sandy Roberts,
Camello Scherer.
Wow.
Says, why don't you go on with your mate Gav?
Gav. He's still in time.
Yeah, and he'll stay there, Bill, but thank you. All right, so who have we got contesting the Hump Day quiz today?
Well, we've got the lovely Braden from Lara who joins us on the line. G'day, Braden.
Hey, Bill, JB.
Braden.
You're a Cat supporter?
Yes, I am.
And what did you say when you sent in on something very hilarious?
I found a video of you looking like a bum back in 2009 on the footy show.
Oh, we got a bit of that?
We do, actually.
Have a listen.
Dear Shane, here is a photo of a man who looks like a thumb. Check it out. Actually, Thumb Guy and Billy have got together and they're bringing out a book. It is called Thumb and Thumber.
Oh, that was Little Wayne getting some funny stuff going. All right, I like that. Who else have we got?
And we got Anthony. He's from Faulkner. He barracks for Carlton.
G'day, boys. How are we?
He said something about me and Gav in Thailand chilling with the dinosaurs, Fat, from 2,000 years ago.
Yes, I like that. Well done, Ant.
Eddie Betts, Ant, at Carlton. Does he stay or does he go?
Fingers crossed, Bill. Hope for another year, but we'll see what happens.
All right, hope for another year for Ant, and Bray likes old thumbs brownless.
Oh,
all right, so Fat, you ready to go? I'm, of course, in charge of the scoring.
Yeah. Yep. All right, hey, boys, so Braden, you just go with Braden, and Anthony, you might go with... Anthony? Yeah.
Anthony. Oh. Righto. That's your suggestion for Anthony to go with his own name.
Is Anthony there? Are you there, mate?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Fat? Number one. Yeah. Who won last year's NAB Rising Star Award?
Oh, no.
Anthony. Amy Walsh.
Yes.
Amy Walsh, yes.
Well done to your club. You should have known, righto.
Where's he ringing from, Anthony? Where are you ringing from, Ant?
From the car.
He's in the car, Bill.
Well, put it. You know,
behind the wheel.
Yeah, take it off.
Where's the wheel?
Where's the wheel, Fat?
All right, Anthony, just shut up and answer.
Where's the wheel, Fat?
Put it up to your ear, maybe. Not.
He's 1-0
he's
up.
In the car, right. Fat.
Yeah.
Well, number two, who said this?
No one team has any more right to be successful
than
any other
team.
Was that
John Westcott?
It was.
Yes, one apiece.
Still can't really work out.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Just clear the throat there, Ant.
He's in the car, Fat.
Oh, sounds like he's in the dunny.
Oh. All right, question three.
Number three. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I announced my retirement this week.
Anthony?
Yes,
oh, he's gone early.
Ant?
He's gone early.
Kate Simpson?
No.
Sucked
so
in.
Ray gets all...
I think this person might have announced it last week.
Oh, no. Yeah, go on, Fat.
I announced my retirement last week.
Oh! You said this week.
No, you got it wrong. I was pick one in the 2007 National Draft. I played 189 games for Carlton. My name is Matthew.
Braden.
Yes, Braden. Yes, Braden. Yes,
no,
Brady.
That's selling Ant up the river because you said I announced my retirement this week when he actually announced it last week.
Ant was he tried to get in early. Well, and bad luck, I say.
Because he got your question right.
2-1, Braden. We go to question four, right. And it's an audio question, boys. Right. Who is this?
Yeah, sorry. I think I killed someone, right? Sorry, I was so bad to cross the net, sorry. My apologies, my sincere apologies to you, Sultan, for crossing the net.
Who's that?
Any Bray. Idea?
Yes, Bray? Ooh.
Don't know the name, but it was the guy that played team, wasn't it, in the final of the US Open?
We need the name.
It's important, right. Braden, to have the name.
Medvedev, maybe?
Oh, what was that?
Too late.
Medvedev, I don't know.
Too late.
Well, Bill, I'm pretty sure I heard Medvedev.
No, but too late, Jim. Too late, bad luck,
all right,
Braden.
Too late.
2-1.
All right, so Ant can tie it up here.
He can. Right. Ant, you still there, Ant?
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Number, what are we up to? Five.
Five.
Adelaide Crows have won their last three games. Who have they defeated?
Yes, Ant.
Oh.
Hawthorn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Mm-hmm. Ant.
Ant.
Well, he's dropped off.
He's dropped off.
Yeah, righto, Braden.
GWS.
Yeah, there it is.
There's our winner.
Pretty comprehensive in the end, 3-1. Best well of five. Done. So.
What's he win?
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, Rabbits will tell us the best prizes on radio.
A $50 grilled voucher. Make sure you say no to the bad stuff with Grilled's new 100% natural menu. No artificial colours, flavours or preservatives as well. Just natural, tasty, nice healthy burgers. So $50 to get you a couple of burgers there. Beautiful. We've also got an 11 hair care pack voted at $50 as
right.
Well.
Well, they all got sent in for Bill, but funnily enough.
Braden.
He couldn't use them.
You win. You can have a first choice.
Did you say win?
They just go with a braid. You've had a win.
Thanks, Bill. I'll go the grilled voucher. Thanks.
Grilled voucher.
Good boy.
And hair care products for Ant. Yeah, thanks, Jim. No, my pleasure.
Thanks, Jim. Thank
11
you.
Hair care pack coming your way, mate. Well done.
11australia.com, by the way, for this.
Beautiful. Is he all right? Superb. Is he all right?
I think the phone in his car wasn't working too well. Fat. What have you got on, by the way? Why have you got your bloody stupid thing around your neck?
Well, that's my mask.
Yeah, I know, but you're on radio now, you don't need the mask.
Well, we're in Geelong. We're very worried about people coming down the Ring of Steel, coming through there. But so we're on high alert down here.
When do you open up again?
Tomorrow. So we've got everyone downstairs. They're cleaning up, Jim. Oh, it's going to be spick and span, ready to go.
Crabs and I are coming.
I'm coming.
We're having a palmy. And we're having a couple off the wood.
You're from Melbourne. Guess what?
What?
You're not allowed.
I'll tell you, those coppers who would be at Little River there, they would love Rabs and I. We're just going to roll down and they'll go, you two are legends, through you come. Go down to the Cremorne and have an absolute blast.
Pepper spray.